Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk, sponsored by Wink Hartman and the Hartman Group of Companies. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode, you can always visit knssradio.com. You'll find a link to podcasts of all our previous episodes there, and make sure you like and share the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and Truth Social, and follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer. Those are the best ways to stay in touch with all the latest show updates. So once again, Joe Biden is trying to deflect and refuse to take responsibility for skyrocketing inflation happening under his administration. Biden's solution is to continue to throw government spending at the problem, driving up the national debt and inflation. This time, his remarks come as the national average price for a gallon of gas hit a record of $4.37 a gallon. A big shocker. I mean, it's Joe. What do we expect? Joining us now is Noah Weinrich. He is Communications Director for Heritage Action. Noah, thank you for joining us this evening. It's nice to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Absolutely. Good to be back, John.
So his plan, of course, it's the same plan. You know what they say about Einstein's definition of insanity? Just keep doing it. But his plan, once again, spend more, increase debt, raising inflation. You know, I mean, these people just never going to learn, are they?
No, they're really not. I mean, they don't understand that the root of this crisis is the spending. It is the, on two fronts, it is the spending of money that we don't have, that is, and creating new money to do it. They are literally creating new dollars to put this into the economy. That's what deficit spending is. You're borrowing and you're making new money to put into the economy. It's more money chasing fewer goods. That's the definition of inflation. So it's these massive spending bills like Biden's so-called American Rescue Plan. You know, that contributed to, studies have shown, several percentage points of inflation. It's also the Fed buying up, I don't know if you remember this, this kind of flew under the radar, but $4 trillion of stocks, bonds, even corporate junk bonds, which they'd never done before. They doubled their balance sheet in 2020 from $4 trillion to $8 trillion. And so obviously, you know, they're basically printing money for this. That went into the hands of people who own stocks, and then they went out, they sold those stocks, they bought houses, they bought cars, they're buying, you know, et cetera, et cetera. They're flush with this new cash. That's what drove up the money. It's these spending bills. It's the Fed. It's all at Biden's direction. It is government out of control. And now, of course, they're trying to double down, do even more of that. They're trying to spend more money. That is Biden's solution, not cut back on the spending, not let the economy fix itself, run its course, but more spending. It's, you know, it's pouring gasoline on a fire to put it out.
The humor in this, I mean, you have to see humor. Otherwise, it's just, you'd tear your hair out here. But if you look at it over the past year, Joe Biden has blamed, well, I mean, first it was the COVID pandemic. Then he pivoted to blaming, you know, Republicans. Let's see, he's blamed greedy corporations, the lack of computer chips, the Federal Reserve, climate change, then Putin's war. I mean, he's blamed everything but, you know, men from Mars at this point. This administration, that's right. They claimed it was inflation was transitory. I mean, none of this has worked. And now, you know, if you look at it, this whole thing started long before the Russian invasion, long before the COVID outbreak. Really, it started with Biden's inauguration, right, Noah?
That's right. When Biden came in, inflation was at 2 or 3%. Now it's at nearly 9%. It's crazy to blame this on Putin. You know, before the invasion of Russia or of Ukraine, you know, inflation was over 7%. So now that it's at 8.5%, Biden's saying, oh, this is the Putin price hike, which is crazy. If you look at the graph, you know, inflation was skyrocketing before the invasion of Ukraine. And actually, it's tapered off a little bit since, showing that this is not in any way a Putin price hike.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned those inflation numbers because you're right. It was at 2. It's now at close to 9. So clearly, it's not a result of the invasion of Ukraine. And then to make matters worse, the Federal Reserve, America's central bank, has printed trillions of new dollars out of thin air since the pandemic began. That was supposed to help the economy, but the only thing it really has done, really has stimulated, rather, was inflation. Because when more dollars chase the same amount of goods, prices inevitably go up, right?
Exactly. And, you know, think about who is benefiting and who is suffering. So the Federal Reserve, as you mentioned, they printed trillions of dollars for this. They printed a lot of that money, as I said, to buy corporate assets. They were buying corporate junk bonds to make sure that, you know, their buddies at Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, didn't go out of business or, you know, didn't suffer any losses. So those guys, the fund managers, those invested, they got off great. They're fine. They're dandy. But the rest of us are having to pay the price through inflation. You know, the working guy getting off of work, going to the store to pick up some burgers for his family, who's now having to pay 40% more per pound. He didn't see a dime from the Federal Reserve. He wasn't holding millions in corporate bonds. So he's having to pay more, while special interests and left-wing groups especially are getting favors from their buddies in the Biden administration.
So now you guys, and you're not the only ones, but you at Heritage Action have finally called on the Biden administration to actually finally claim, you know, responsibility for this, to admit. And you know what? I've always said, I think a lot of people feel this way, we care about fixing the problem, not fixing the blame. And I don't think, you right. probably would agree, who cares if I'd much rather see him try and fix the problem than admit that he was responsible. Do you think he's going to do either? Because it seems to me like he doesn't care about either accepting responsibility or fixing the problem.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You know, I don't care too much. I'd like to see him take responsibility.
Me too,
but that's
sure.
not the important thing. The important thing is, you know, making sure that Americans are able to, afford food for their kids, afford or even find baby formula.
Nope.
You know, that's
yes.
a crisis that they're not even talking about. You know, being able to heat their homes in the winter, cool their homes in the summer, being able to afford gas for a family road trip. That's what I really care about. And so going forward, what Biden should do, even if he doesn't accept responsibility, just say, look, inflation is a problem. That's why we're not going to be passing any more spending bills. But instead, they just passed $40 billion for Ukraine, paid for by the American taxpayer, paid for by debt. And the Senate is about to vote next week on a nearly $50 billion bailout package for mostly for restaurants that were shut down during COVID. And of course, that's only going to go to almost only to blue states and blue cities because they're the ones that were shut down. So nearly $100 billion in new spending. That's $300 for every man, woman, and child in the country. That's what they're doing. That's even before the Build Back Better or whatever new spending package they are coming up with. They're already planning on putting $100 billion in new deficit spending in the next month.
And where are we? I mean, how are we paying for any of this? Do they have pay-fors built into any of this?
They don't, sadly. You know, some of the COVID packages we've called on, if they're going to pass anything, then, you know, it should be paid for by cuts elsewhere, or it should just be repurposed COVID funds, because there's still billions, tens of billions of dollars of all that COVID money just sort of around, floating around out there. It hasn't been allocated, hasn't been spent. So they could just claw that back and put that into these new packages. But instead, it's new spending.
Now, I know Heritage Action is constantly making new proposals on ways to reappropriate funds to, like, for example, your clawbacks. And you guys also have kept track of how the spending, how the COVID monies have been allocated, or rather, if they're just sitting around in empty pools. That information is available at heritageaction.com, correct?
Yes. Yeah. If you go to heritageaction.com, go to some of our toolkits. Those are toolkits that you can use to brush up on an issue before you call your member of Congress. There should be information about on there on spending, you know, these crazy COVID bills. Dig through some of our stuff. Our policy partner organization, the Heritage Foundation, of course, they have a lot of this as well. And, you know, if anybody is just foaming at the mouth, I'm sure a lot of you guys are, especially when you go to pay at the gas pump. If you want to do something about it, if you want to help us out, then just go to, like you said, heritageaction.com, find our Sentinel program, or you can text Sentinel to 51776. That's Sentinel to 51776. It's a great program. You know, we rely on grassroots, real Americans around the country. Y'all are our constituency. That's how we get stuff done. We help educate. We bring people to D.C. to go lobby their lawmakers, help them, you know, make calls, write letters, et cetera, to just stop some of this craziness that's happening in D.C.
So it's text. So you want them to text Sentinel to 51776. Noah, I appreciate you, brother. And again, it's heritageaction.com. As always, appreciate what you're doing, my friend. Carry on the fight, brother.
Of course. Thanks so much, John.
We'll be taking your calls at 7:45, but coming up after the break, we'll talk with Sherry Few, founder of the United States Parents Involved in Education, about why so many parents are offended by Joe Biden's notion that America's children belong to teachers. I didn't say it. He did. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!